night with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
Highway patrol, highway patrol. This morning, a little extended intro there because we have Sergeant Jimmy Morgan. He's a busy man because people just call on you left and right. They got to get the information directly from the man today.
Well, look, if I don't know it, I'm going to at least try to point you in the right direction. Okay.
And that's what you say.
Well, that's my intent.
There you go.
Steve. Now, I've been trying to point this guy in the right direction for a long time.
Yeah.
I talked to him last night. Hey, man, I'm going to be there in the morning. I said, okay. You know. He'll come, I guess.
Is he going to show up today? I haven't seen him yet.
Well, we'll make if he doesn't, but we'll see.
There you go.
So I did stop in and visit with Max Donuts this morning again.
Mm-hmm.
And $10 certificate. What year was lights required on motorcycles? The headlights.
What year were headlights required?
Yeah, that they came part of being on, like, daytime running light on the headlight.
Okay.
Because we've been having, in my district, quite a bit of motorcycle crashes and fatalities be on the way. Mm-hmm. And I took notice to one up in Waco the other day, and it's like I say, people are changing lanes, and sometimes they get into blind spots, and we just mm-hmm. don't see them. So that's anyway. Max Donuts, a $10 certificate. If you can answer that question,
what year running lights required?
It's the headlight.
The headlight required. Because
The year they weren't even thinking about ID lamps back in this time. But okay. I will find my little stat sheet here. I saw it this morning.
Okay.
And it's somewhere in my paperwork.
You know the answer. Just call 836-9937, 836-9937 today. Here for Safety Talk. And it looks like we've got our phone call today. Good morning. This is Safety Talk today. What can we do for you?
Was it 1979?
Close. But
not quite.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Good year. That was a good year, by the way.
Yeah.
The only reason I knew that I graduated that year. So anyway.
Oh, that's the year before I was born.
Wow.
I wasn't even born yet.
Well, okay.
I just want to, make you feel a little bit older today.
Right. Thank you.
Another phone call for us today. Good morning. This is Safety Talk.
Yeah, I want to give a try on that Quibi. I think it was 1981.
Nope, not quite.
Not 1981.
All right, thank you. All right, also, if you want to send questions in by email today, we'll also check those, mail@kwhi.com. So we'll take a couple ways to get your questions in this morning here on Safety Talk today. Give up, you're up next today. What can I do for you?
1980.
No.
1980, not correct. Thanks for calling.
All right.
I'll just sit here and wait to see if they're going to answer this thing. Or not.
Well, they're going to get it. They're going to start getting here before long. I have faith in my listeners.
Okay.
Good morning, Safety Talk.
How about 1967?
No, not 67.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to keep answering these.
Let's say it's between 67 and what was the last caller before her?
Was that 81, I think
they
said?
Between them 2 years.
Okay.
That'll kind of narrow it down because we got a few things to go over today.
So. All right. We'll get it for you. Good morning. Safety Talk.
1975.
You got her.
75. You are correct, sir.
Yeah. That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Now, where'd you find that at?
I just was going back in my memory.
Oh, okay. You didn't look it up or anything, huh?
He's just a smart cookie.
That's pretty good memory right there now. Yeah. So.
No all time.
Yeah, so the intent of all this was they knew it back in them days, is that, look, how can we help maybe to reduce some crashes on motorcycles? And So we've always, and that's kind of the theory on daytime running lights is what? Even though we got bigger vehicles and stuff, it just helps people see the vehicle and all different times of days and nights and even during the daytime that were, you may miss that vehicle the first time you look. Maybe something in the way or whatever, but it's amazing that how different colors blend in or whatever. I've heard all different kind of stories over the years working crashes and stuff. But yeah, that year and they came out and so you see that the lights on the motorcycles from that year, 1975. So yeah,
all right.
Okay. All right, I appreciate your call this morning.
Stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold here. Stay on the line. I'm going to get you off the air. We'll get you information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hold on.
So while Craig is doing that, I will visit just a little bit about the reopening of our driver license. Our governor has come out last week and after his announcement and stuff. And then there's some phases that this will go on. If you hadn't heard, we'll just kind of go through them real quick, and I'll answer what questions I can. Certainly, there's going to be questions as this thing opens up. So on May 22nd, you were allowed to schedule appointment to the offices that were basically in phase one that were west and north part of the state. And for May 26th, and then phase two, the scheduling appointment started on May 26th for May 29th, which is tomorrow. And that involves, the Central Texas region, which would be kind of, let's say Bell County back up that way, east to the northeast. Here, where our DPS office in Bryan is, will be part of phase three. You can start making your appointments, on May 29th, which the office would then open up on June 3rd. That will be from Bryan on down through Steve's, district down there towards Rosenberg and all that down there. So, they're going to open up in phases. And, you know, there were, you know, I don't know how, you got to understand that the offices won't be fully open. They're going to be limited on amount of people. And this is where the making the appointments come into effect, where they can control the amount of people showing up to the office. Our staff will certainly have to be operating in a safe manner, going by code, the COVID-19, whatever, you know, face coverings and stuff like that. So they want to do it in a safe way. So they're working all that out. And so anyway, that's how they're going to try to do that. Steve, do you want to add anything to the driver license opening, especially down in your area?
You know, like we said, just bring your patients. And this may be a good thing. You know, anytime you set an appointment for something or a reservation for something, you know, typically that time is allotted specifically for you. So this may be a good thing. Just bring your patients with you along with all your documents. And we're going to hope for the best on this thing. You know, I know this radio station also touches areas, all the way to, the Colorado, County Driver's License Office over to Waller.
Right.
I think this is going to be a good thing, but patience is going to be the key.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're one of them persons that look, do you have the Golden Star? Are you in compliance with the Real ID Act or whatever? Look, bring what documents you got.
Yeah.
You can take them back home.
Yes, right? That's right.
But don't be that guy. Well, I had that laying on the table. I didn't bring it.
Right.
Okay. So bring your documents, your birth certificate, you know, a place that showing your where you reside at.
Yes.
Your Social Security card or something. The main important birth certificate, passport, whatever. So whatever they say, hey, do you have a copy of this? You said, yeah, I didn't think I was going to need it, but I did bring it in my file here. You know right. What I'm saying? So be thinking outside the box, saying, you know what? I don't want to be left with a document they're going to ask me for that I should have brought. I thought about it, but I didn't. So don't be that person, because you don't want to show back up, make your appointment, and then say, man, I couldn't do the transaction because I didn't bring the important documents on it. So be thinking about that. And certainly, our DPS driver license website, a lot of this information that we're talking about today, you can look at that, and they'll pretty much tell you some of the documents that we're talking about today.
Yes.
So depending what you've got going on, is going to depend what you need. Now, talking about the Real ID Act, there were some people with questions about that. The president has extended the Real ID Act from October 1st, 2020, to October 1st, 2021. So basically extended it a year. So if you're worried about the compliance with the Real ID Act, and all this time, I always told people, your driver license stuff is still good. You're good with the state. This is a federal requirement for obtaining access to airports, federal buildings, and like that. That's where it came in at, okay? It has no effect whether your driver license is good, but for you to get that star, you're going to have to bring these certain documents in so they can scan it and put it on the system. Speaking of system, I got to talk about the CRIS system here in a minute. But bring that documentation, and like say Steve said, bring your patience. That's probably not talked about enough because, look, we understand as the state was growing, a number of people doing these transactions, the lines, and we were doing things the best we could, thinking outside the box to try to how we can lower these lines, make it more friendlier for people to do these transactions. And now that we've been shut down for what, a couple of months?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you expect? You know, it's not going to start up just like we left off. Okay. So, and as we look and see how this process goes, then we'll make the adjustments that we need to make it better for everybody involved. So that's what the plan is.
At anything, you get to, update your picture.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Think about that.
Yeah.
And look, when you get your new driver's license, it's going to look different. We got a new driver's license.
Yeah, I've actually got.
It actually looks pretty good.
Yes, I had a picture of that a minute ago here, but
yeah,
it looks
pretty good. So,
there's
always a bright side to everything, Craig. There's always a bright side.
Yeah, if you come through Caldwell or Somerville today on 36, I don't know about the rest of these traffic signals in their town, but they're out. So apparently, the weather last night or yesterday.
Well, y'all got it
yesterday.
Up here.
I had a gentleman stop me and said, oh, damn, Brian got hell, whatever. I said, well, I wasn't over there yesterday. I'm glad I missed it. But anyway,
he
caught it, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, so depending where you're at around the state yesterday, you might have got some hell or bad winds and trees now. So what do we do when we pull up to a traffic signal and there's no lights working? What do you do?
Treat it as a four-way, right?
There you go. The old four-way. So
I know things.
Huh?
I know things.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I'm asking you. So, you think I come on here without you? Now you've been in. I mean, I can't do that. So anyway, treat it as a four-way stop. So again, show your patience. Even though you think you're on the main part of the roadway, you still got to treat it as a four-way stop. So please do that so we can limit the amount of crashes that we may have at these intersections. So, I don't have a time frame where they'll be up running. I'm sure TxDOT will be on that, looking at that today. But I did notice that coming through Caldwell and Somerville this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier about the motorcycle fatalities in the district. Steve, I don't know how things are you, but ever since the weather start getting better and we start talking about sharing the road and all that, it just every time I look up that we're having a traffic crash involving a motorcycle. Just trying to remind people to be patient, turn your head, use your signals. I tell people when you're fixing to pull out, somebody's got a blinker on, make sure you see the wheels turning and let them actually be turning before you pull out, because they may be turning on the road past you, not in front of you. So sometimes these accidents happen like that, and it's best to show patience when you're not for sure. You need to err on the side of caution on that kind of stuff. So, speaking of crashes, we got any phone calls, by the way?
We don't, but I was going to see if we can take a break real fast before we get into this one. We'll kind of put that on the back burner real
fast. And where was that caller from? Did he say?
He was from right here in Brenham.
Okay.
Right here in
Brenham. Local listener? Okay.
Yeah, I heard him. He said he didn't look it up. I just remember that.
That's a sharp memory.
A sharp man. Did he say all time?
Ray Drews today is a winner.
Love it.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more safety talk questions. Again, 979-836-9937, or you can send your questions in my email, mail@kwhi.com. Back with more safety talk after this.
Farmers understand two things. Fences need to be horse high, pig tight, and bull strong, and there's always something waiting to be done. At ASCO, we understand that the wheels of progress need to keep turning. It's why we're on it with every call and every job. It's why we sell, service, and support Case IH equipment, versatile machines that run early and often. Case IH machines help preserve the land, which in turn preserves livelihoods. Whatever it is, at ASCO, we're on it.
Washington County Abstract Company provides superior service for title insurance, escrow services, and abstracts. When you purchase property, be sure to call 979-277-9229. Washington County Abstract is located at 211 East Main Street in downtown Brenham and continues to provide the same superior title service to Washington County as they have for over 50 years. Washington County Abstract would like to congratulate the Brenham and Burton Senior Class of 2020 for a job well done. Go chase your dreams.
Working from home or taking classes online, you can trust ZocNet to keep you connected. They're the area's leading high-speed internet and phone service provider. And now, ZocNet is announcing service to Washington County. From Burton to the Brazos River, ZocNet supports Netflix, online streaming, and gaming for the Nintendo Switch, PS4, and Xbox X. There's unlimited downloads, no monthly data cap, and best of all, no contract. ZocNet is locally owned and operated with 85 towers throughout the region, which services all of Lee, Burton, and Milam counties, and now have added 12 more towers to Washington County. Plans start as low as $54.95 per month. Just call ZocNet at 877-866-7770. Visit their website at ZocNet.com or like their Facebook page. Don't put up with poor internet and phone service. Find out more about the best high-speed internet and phone service in Lee, Burlington, Milam, and Washington counties by calling ZocNet today. That number again is 877-866-7770.
We know it's not easy deciding where to shop first post-quarantine, so we've compiled a list of some favorite places to help you out. Get out and shop at Whistle Stop Antiques on Highway 290 in Giddings from 10 to 6 daily. They have great vintage patio furniture and blooming plants to brighten up your yard for spring. Shop for antique furniture, farmhouse decor, cowhides, old signs, and mid-century modern collectibles inside their large store. Hildebrandt Meat Market in Lexington still has a full line of fresh meats and grocery staples, plus milk, bread, and fresh vegetables. They're open 7 days a week at their regular hours. Hildebrandt Meat Market, 8583 Highway 77 in Lexington. Follow them on Facebook to find out more. Tired of burgers and fries that you can tell sat on a warmer for an hour? Dairy Bar in Brenham offers quality food served fast. All food is made to order, so you can be sure your order is served fresh off the grill. Call 979-836-5112 or visit 2703 Stringer Street in Brenham. Thank you for supporting local businesses.
There has been a lot of changes recently, but one thing that has not changed is the care and compassion the team members at Focus Care in Brenham provide. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones. That's why Focus Care is committed to providing constant and consistent communication with residents, family, and staff as we navigate through this. They want you to know they're practicing vigilance in the protection of their residents and staff by observing all preventative guidelines set by the CDC. Focus Care, conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Friendly Country KWHI encourages you to support Brenham High School scholarships and academic awards Monday evening. KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7 will broadcast the event live from Cub Stadium starting at 8. Tune in to find out who's been named valedictorian and salutatorian and who will be awarded college scholarships and academic awards. This broadcast is presented in part by Van Dyke Rankin, Bluebell Creameries, Cold Course Food, and Citizens State Bank. Come out to Cub Stadium Monday at 8 for Brenham High School's academic awards program or listen live on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.
Welcome back once again to Safety Talk here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. Craig Montana being joined by the troops.
Sergeants Morgan and Woodard with us today. We always do appreciate them coming in, spending time out of their busy schedules out on those roadways, keeping everybody safe in Texas.
Okay. So that trivia question under 547.801, right?
Yeah.
If you go down the bottom there, it says under Section D, a motorcycle may not operate at any time unless at least one headlamp on the motorcycle is illuminating. This subsection does not apply to a motorcycle manufactured before 1975.
Right.
Okay. So that's where I got the trivia question, yep, if there was any doubt. But the man said he knew it by memory.
That's what he said. I heard it.
That's what I heard the man say. So he ought to be on your show, by the way. You brought up a very valid point. So when all this started about the driver license, somewhere around March, if I remember, like 13th, they said, look, when the governor announces that the coronavirus epidemic is over, all that, there'll be a date, whatever that date is. And from that date, there'll be 60 days.
Yes.
Okay? Right. That hadn't started yet. What I just got through visiting about our driver license offices opening in the phases that they're opening in has nothing to do with the 60 days. So if you have that, look, Steve, I saw a guy the other day had 11-19. He had a problem with the registration before this thing ever hit. But
he had an pre-existing condition.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, and he's going to have another condition.
Yeah.
So when he does show up, all right. Mm-hmm. Now this guy thinking right now he got bang for the buck. Okay, he's going to be double tapped, and what I mean by that is, look. You're still, even though you're getting exempt from having to renew it all right now, the clock is still going. So if your registration ran out in April, when you go to renew in November, whatever this thing opens up, when you get a chance to do that, which I've already re-registered my vehicles. Now, depending what county you're in, contact your Department of Motor Vehicle Registration, see what they're got. There may be some offices across the state open. Now, in the county that I reside in, what they were doing is you can do it by mail or they had a drop box.
Yes.
So if you went and got your car inspected and they already sent you the notice that your registration is due, you just wrap that up in an envelope and you can drop it off the thing. They'll process it and they'll mail it to you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's a good way of doing it. I don't know whatever across the state's doing, but.
Well, that's the same thing in Austin County. Drop box. I mean, convenient.
So what I'm getting at, if you're that guy that had 11-19, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking, I got 1 year without paying registration. No, they're not going to. You're going to get double tapped, okay? You're going to pay for the year that you did, whatever. You're just getting the suspended payment, I guess you would say. So that guy needs to really think about getting his stuff together because that's what I call probable cause. Anyway, so the 60-day clock has not started. Has not started on the driver license, as far as expiration, and has not started on the registration yet. So that date has not been formally announced by our government.
So even though the driver license offices are going to start opening up, you're still good if your license is expired and you're not going to get it.
Because the process, what they're trying to, you know, obviously, there's going to be limited process because the number of people being allowed to take care of their business. So we don't know how this is going to carry out. Yeah. So
just want to make sure, like my wife is one of those that has an expired license that went after all this happened. It's like, I'm going to keep watching for you. As soon as I know something, I'll let you know and you go get it done.
Well, you go to that driver license office, Greg, you tell them you know somebody.
Is that what all I got to do?
Yeah, you tell them you know somebody.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to tell them to say that.
That's a song. So,
I hold you to that.
let's see what else. Okay, the CRIS system.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you didn't know this, the TxDOT, I always got questions. People call and say, hey, look, how many accidents have we had in a certain part of Texas, certain road, whatever? We work the crashes. Let me take that back. We investigate the crashes. Working the crashes, making a report. Mm-hmm. Investigating is find out what happened, why it happened, whatever.
When we're talking about CRIS system, that's the crash reporting information system.
So CRIS system. That system is run by TxDOT. Well, they had trouble.
Crash records. information system. Yeah. I'm sorry. So Crasher Records.
They basically had computer problems the last 2 weeks, and they're back up starting to get their stuff back. But because of that, our troopers that have been out working, investigating crashes, then they're not being able to enter that data into the system. So people that are calling, can I get a report that my family member was involved in, or an insurance company, whatever?
Right.
We not been able to provide that report in some instances because of the system. So bear with us. We got a flashing light over there. So bear with us on that. As soon as TxDOT gets up going, we can access that and get the data in there. We'll certainly try to help and get them reports out.
Yes, yes.
So we got this here. Good morning. This is Safety Talk today. Have a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Okay. We might have got somebody that maybe had one of those accidental dials on us today.
Pocket dial.
Right, but if you didn't, give us a call back, 836-9937, 836-9937 today for Safety Talk today. Or the emails, I do check those periodically, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com this morning.
Speaking of crashes, our Department of Public Safety, out of about 540,000 a year in this state, we investigate as they see somewhere around 67,000 to 70,000 of those crashes a year. People always wonder, where's the troopers at? Well, we're probably out working a crash somewhere. And out of those, we also, in 2018, made, I guess, 2.8 million stops. Busy agency. Now, I will say this. I had a caller talking about a construction zone the other day. He said, man, I was looking for the troop, whatever. Look, some of these construction zones, when we enforce traffic laws and stuff, I get it. But in some of these construction zones, we have to be careful where we stop people. Okay, yeah. We may see a violation, but sometimes we may have to wait till they get out. Because some of these as you know, they got concrete barrier walls and stuff. We're not going to stop a person right in the middle of the road because he's going a little bit over speed limit in a construction zone. Right. If it's not safe to do so, not for us, for them, and the rest of the motoring public. So some of these zones are kind of hard to work. And so I know people see things that people are doing. I get it. But there is some instance where we're not going to be able to safely make that traffic stop, and we won't do that. And we're out there to protect and save lives and not cause a crash, so we don't want to be part of a crash over a Class C misdemeanor or somebody. So that happens, and as you continue to see TxDOT. Matter of fact, there's a big project, if you're going up towards Bell County, the expanding of 190-36 that someday will be probably Interstate 14, part of that system. But they're opening that up as you come from Temple back towards Cameron, from a two-lane to a four-lane. That project will start first of next month. So if you're going up that way in the near future, I don't think the way they're doing it, I don't think you're going to be affected too much. You should be able to get through there pretty good. But again, just kind of a reminder that TxDOT's starting some of these projects as the warm weather is happening, where they can get some of these projects done. And speaking of that, I've been mentioning, again, I read a fatality report this morning, Steve, fatality accident where a gentleman had a blown tire, lost control, hit a tree. So, again, we just have to remind people as the weather heats up, these roadways heat up, you have to really maintain good maintenance on your tires. It's one of the most important things, that and your brakes, okay? Yeah, you got to have good tires and good brakes.
Sure.
If you say no to either one of them, just don't get on the road, because it's not if, it's when. And I'm just starting to see a lot of these blowouts on the roadway, and larger trucks are including in that.
Right.
So we just need to make sure our motorists are reminded that, hey, good vehicle maintenance will keep you out of some of these crashes that we're seeing and we're having to investigate. So, again, make sure you do that. And I did get a copy of that you were talking about earlier, that a new look on our driver license.
Looks
there.
Good.
Yeah.
Looks
so
good.
You know, occasionally we have to do that over the years. Unfortunately, there's some people out there in the counterfeit business. So This is one way the state keeps making sure everybody has valid documents and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they change some of the features up and stuff like that. So typically when you see that, they just do that for a number of reasons, but that is one of the reasons why they do it.
And when that rolling out here soon, or they've already rolled that one out?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, it's ready.
I think it's already coming out.
Yeah, it's ready.
Yeah, so.
I've seen it. Looks good.
Yeah.
Have you seen a new driver's license?
No, and the handgun permit, it's kind of got a new feature, so I'll get it
just
here.
Just had it.
Yeah, just had it
here. Don't say out of the man's papers over there.
Yeah.
I see. He's got
it. Yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of neat.
Looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So.
More than just that, you know, kind of tan, beige
right.
thing.
Right.
Now.
Have you heard any, what I would consider, or you would consider, price gouging?
I haven't heard anything. I don't think so.
Yeah. So, typically.
You're pretty good.
So, usually it's a disaster, a declared disaster. Yeah, yeah. We have a declared disaster right now. Mm-hmm. But you'll see it sometimes.
You know what? It's, would you consider price gouging? Hiking up the price on, like, personal protection equipment, like PPE and all that?
Yeah. So, let me just put this here. It says, according to the Office of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in the Customer Protection Division, has received 2,741 complaints related to current disaster declaration COVID-19.
Yeah.
Were related to price gouging.
Mm-hmm.
CPD says the most common items complained about is toilet paper, bottled water, and hand sanitizers. These are also said to have areas most complaints in the Houston and Dallas area.
Huh.
So what happens is that is when we get in some of these things, people know, hey, they're going to be wanting. So we
take advantage.
We take advantage,
yeah.
And they go. Mm-hmm. So the office to report this, the Attorney General's office, if you think that's going on, whatever, you can make a report, go on their website, or you can call the 1-800 number and make your complaint, whatever it be. They'll investigate. They'll find out. And if they think some of that has actually happened, then it says here required could be responsible for penalties up to $10,000 fine.
Right.
Charges could have additional penalty up to 250,000 if victims are elderly. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, So, unfortunately, during these times, people try to take advantage of that situation. I have not personally had a whole lot of complaints that somebody's walked up. Hey, have you been over here? Because they really went. I hadn't heard, you know, because the gas prices, for one thing, you know, the last. Especially last compared to last year, or, mm-hmm. or even lower.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, let's see here, Steve. What do you got on your plate over there?
You know, one thing that I love about this program is it's on Thursday and it's right before the weekend. So, I'm looking around, Craig, and I'm looking at how beautiful our state is from the county line to county line, all over. People are starting to, I guess, take responsibility and pick up their trash. At first, you would go to a shopping center or a gas station, and you would see gloves, masks, and, you know, on the ground. And
yeah,
you know,
I've seen those pictures.
Yeah, that's just not, you know, that's not good. But we're not seeing that anymore. You know, I'll tell you what, one of the most, I get free-feeling and joyful rides that I take is coming from Waller County, going up to Jimmy's office on Highway 6. I mean, you look from shoulder to shoulder. Everything's clear, clean. You even visit our rest areas.
Mm-hmm.
Clean, pristine. Let's try to keep that up because, I mean, Jimmy put the number out of last year, how much we spend.
Yeah, it's somewhere around $35 million a year average.
On average. So
TxDOT.
Let's try to keep let's do our part and keep the roadways clean. You know, TxDOT has a program to where you can report littering, and it you know, we talked about this last time when we were here. It's not to really rat someone out, but TxDOT could send them a friendly reminder saying, hey, look, help us keep Texas safe, or don't be a litter bug, et cetera. And they'll send you a little bag. So let's part of this pandemic that we're going through, one of the main attributes to fight it is cleanliness.
Yeah.
So let's keep that up because we're still looking good. The troops went into Louisiana today for a fallen Louisiana State Police officer. Two of the Rosenberg troops well, one Rosenberg troop and a Conroe troop. And I tell you what, I asked them, how was the drive? And they said, man, you know, not to brag, but you can tell when you leave out of state of Texas. So let's keep it up, because the cleanliness piece, it sure helps against this coronavirus stuff that we're going through.
Let's go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to go over some DOT. It doesn't look like they're actually taking effect, but these are something they've, this was a report that came out May 14th.
Yep.
And has to do with hours of service with our commercial drivers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go over and see if I can make sense of some of this to our commercial trafficker or truck drivers out there, which we dare appreciate the job they've done during this epidemic.
Well, I tell you what.
They've been spot on, and they've delivered. Without the truckers, we wouldn't have the stuff in our grocery stores that we have today.
I agree with that.
That's it. All right, we're going to take a break here. Again, if you have questions, call us 979-836-9937. Send us emails, mail at kwhi.com. You can answer here on Safety Talk. Back after this on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7.
Throughout the year, seasons will change, bringing unexpected bad weather. But with a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll have peace of mind year-round. Their 26-gauge steel panels are extremely durable and resistant to wind, hail, and fire. Plus, your Mueller roof will look vibrant for decades with up to a 30-year limited paint warranty. To find out more about Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, call 778-2531 or stop by their local facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Everyone at Burton Park Project congratulates the Burton Senior Class of 2020. Burton Park Project is an avid supporter of the Burton community. That's why the folks with Burton Park Projects work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Park Project, call 979-451-3441. Everyone at Burton Park Project salutes the Burton Senior Class on a job well done during this difficult school year and wishes all of you the best of luck with your plans for the future.
Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With so much on your plate, it's an easy thing to forget. But it can lead to slow drainage throughout your home, unpleasant odors, and gurgling drain pipes. It can even cause sewage to back up in your toilets and sinks in extreme cases. Don't let that happen to you. Call Justin Pilsky with JB Septic Pumping. You can trust that you are receiving the very best septic pumping and the very best customer service. JB Septic Pumping is located in Brenham, but they proudly serve all of Washington County and surrounding counties. So if you have a septic tank, consider giving JB Septic Pumping a call. Don't wait. There's no need to live with subpar draining, unpleasant smells, or worse. Don't let your septic tank become a potential problem. Check out JB Septic Pumping on Facebook. Give them a call at 979-551-2263 or visit their website at jbseptic.com. JB Septic Pumping is insured and licensed through TCEQ for your protection. License number 25687.
LaRoche Sales Service Parts and Body Shop in Brenham on Highway 290 West is open and ready to serve you. All departments are open weekdays from 8 till 5. On Saturday, only sales is open from 8 till noon. They're taking phone and online appointments in all departments. Get your next vehicle online at LaRocheGM.com. Select a vehicle, estimate trade-in, choose a finance or lease option, and yes, they deliver. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Wouldn't you like a beautiful smile to share with confidence? At Brenham Orthodontics, Dr. Troy Gore specializes in braces, including Invisalign. Brenham Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles for all ages at 1704 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. They accept most insurance plans and offer flexible in-house financing. They also see patients in Belleville, Columbus, and Giddings. Visit online at BrenhamOrthodontist.com for a healthy, confident smile and to schedule your complimentary consultation.
Triple S Welding in Brenham specializes in metal buildings and pole barns. Metal buildings and pole barns are great for numerous purposes. Agricultural uses like storing hay or sheltering livestock, and workshops, just to name a few. Other services include gates, entrances, pipe and ornamental iron fencing, cattle pens, and just about anything metal. And with Triple S Welding, you'll get superior service and quality craftsmanship at the best value possible. For more details, visit the website triplesswelding.com or call them at 979-451-5837. That's Triple S Welding. Welding.com, insured for your protection.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, June 2nd, Craig will be speaking with Shay Janner of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Welcome back once again. Safe to talk here on KWHI, AM 1250 FM 101.7. I don't know if they're Simon and Simon or what here, but we do have two guys in studio today helping out.
You know, when I started this program, the deal was we can never find a trooper to answer our question, or we don't want, you know, whatever. Well, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just, what, a phone call or a text or whatever you take over there?
Yeah, no phone calls.
Send the pigeon if you want to.
Yeah.
We'll open the window. Tell them to knock on the window when the windows are closed. But we'll open the window for the pigeon. So, in other words, we'll take your question.
Yeah, like I said, we take emails, phone calls, however you want to do, whenever it may be.
Now, Jim's about to hop into this hour of service. I always tell folks when we talk about this, anything dealing with CDL or truck drivers, don't shoot the messenger. You know what I mean?
Well, the Federal Motor Carrier. We're doing the carrying right now.
You're just...
I'm fixing to be the pigeon on this one. That's what I'm fixing to do.
We don't make the laws. We just enforce them, right?
I'll jump in there with you. Yeah, don't worry. I ain't going to let you jump in by yourself.
I'm just going to read it.
All right.
It says, Federal Motor Carrier revises hours of service regulation to provide greater flexibility for drivers subject to those rules with adversely affecting safety, which safety is normal. You know, when I talk about hours of service, that's the old boy we want to know that's driving the truck tractor down the road that's 80,000 pounds. We want to make sure he's not impaired and he's not fatigued, right?
Correct.
So when we hear hours of service, it has to do with allowing somebody to work safely down a roadway, not being fatigued.
Right.
And so that's where the hours of service comes in.
Right.
So they have to look at different things. But it says expands the short haul exception to 150 air miles allowed a 14-hour work shift to make place as a part of the exception.
Right.
Now, what did I just say? Sometimes I'll read it and I'm saying, what did I just say?
Yeah.
So this is number one you got to think about as a commercial driver going down the road.
Right.
That the load dictates whether you're an intrastate or an interstate. It affects your driver license. It affects your hours of service.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, and I'll go over it again, if your load crosses state line or it comes from a different country, you have now a interstate load,
right?
Regardless whether you ever left the state of Texas or not. And that's where it gets confused.
That's the confusion.
Because the guy that got sent by boss to go up to Amarillo and bring the leftover load they dropped off there comes back to Houston, gets stopped somewhere around Waco. The load started in Missouri but got dropped off in Amarillo, but the main intent was to be delivered sometime in Houston. That is a interstate load.
Yes.
Well, okay, on your DL, how old do you got to be to have a CDL interstate? Mm-hmm. You got to be 21.
Mm-hmm.
So you 18 on intrastate.
Sure.
So that it affects your driver license and all that good stuff. So over here, you have 11 and 14-hour rule on interstate. And then on intrastate, you had the, I believe it's the 12-hour and the 15-hour total time, 8-hour in the sleep berth. So what they're doing here is allowing more time on your hours of service where you can be behind the wheel on this. And they're also, it looks like by reading this, they're how you record your sleep and berth time.
Sure.
On the 10-hour minimum off-duty requirement by spending at least 7 hours rather than 8 hours of a period in the berth in the maximum off-duty period at least 2 hours.
And that 30-minute break.
Yeah, so Yeah, and that's still
after
there. That's still there. So they're saying if you do 8 hours, after your 8 hours, you got to have a 30-minute break.
Yes.
So, and I always tell these truckers, I said, look, when you're going up down a road, it's best to record your time accurately, because if you're not recording that you're at the truck stop getting fuel, getting something to eat or whatever,
yes,
then we, the trooper or whoever's got you stopped, are going to be wondering, what was you doing during that time? You've came from here to there, and I'm trying to just match up your hours. I stopped a guy one time, Steve, between Rockdale and Thorndale.
All right.
Speed violation.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the average troop wouldn't think of this.
All right.
But I'm going to lay it out there to you.
Well, you're not the average
troop. He's not the average troop. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's,
you said
really?
It, I didn't. Yeah. So anyway, the guy was speeding over the limit. And he was arguing about it. Okay, I get it. Can I see your logbook, please? Well, I look at his logbook where he left San Antonio, right? And I look to where I had him stopped at between Rockdale and Thorndale. I called dispatch. I said, give me a time distance. So when I got through with the guy, I said, look, I can testify in court that you're speeding by use of radar and my certification. And I'm also going to show the jury that you were speeding from San Antonio to this point, because the time distance on the speed you were going, you can't be here. Okay. So you've been speeding ever since you left San Antonio. So hey, that I'm telling you, the logbook, if it's not accurate, then we got to fill in the blanks. So
sure,
anyway,
sure. And that logbook may be a savior for you.
Yeah.
I mean, in the event of a crash or whatever the case may be, it may save
well,
you.
If they're involved in a crash, right, it's going to be part of the crash investigation, because
sure,
they want to know everything about the truck. Was the truck safe? Was the driver up, you know, was the logbook up to date, whatever, because they're going to look at some of these things.
Yes.
And it's going to play a big factor in the crash investigation. It's going to play a big factor in the civil liability of this thing as it blows out. And a lot of companies will tell you this, and that's why they've added these electronic logbooks and stuff where it takes care of all this stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway,
well, the feds take that hour service window, they take it serious. And it should be, because like Jimmy said, you know, fatigue, and then, you know, impairment, you'd be surprised, Craig. We get truck drivers intoxicated or impaired on some dog, have a detectable amount of alcohol in their breath during the daytime. So, feds, they take that hour service pretty serious. And all of our professional drivers, they know that.
I read an article said that if you got if you were without sleep 20 hours, it's almost being equals as somebody 0.0 intoxicated, basically, on fatigue, being fatigued.
Man.
And I think everybody's been there in some part of their life,
yes,
where
man,
they had work or something happened or whatever they'd been on. And you feel it. You know it. You know you need to get some sleep. So everybody that's been around has that feeling.
Sure.
And know what they're talking about.
Well, we said on this program right here, Jim, if you're sleepy, you're sleepy.
Yeah.
You can drink coffee, Red Bull, Slits Malt Liquor Bull, whatever bull you want. It's not going to help you. If you're sleepy, you're sleepy. When I said Slits Malt Liquor, he looked up and said, man, what's going on here? What type of conversation is this?
So, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of about that texting guy. You know, they talk about texting being 6 times more dangerous than somebody at 0.08.
Yes.
And one of the things we say is the reason they say that is that the guy that's 0.08, at least he's looking and trying to do right.
Yeah.
The other boy just not even paying attention. Now, if you're sleepy, right?
Yeah.
You don't even got your eyes open.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's the same deal. So you can,
I know.
And you can tell when somebody goes off the roadway. And that's why I always say this. One of the smartest things, the safest things that TxDOT done as far as safety features on our highways is add these rumble strips. And I know some people don't like them, but they have really, there's no telling how many lives that has woke somebody up,
sure,
and got them back onto the roadway. They certainly have done their part on that. So we appreciate the rumble strips out there and saved some troopers' lives on the side of the roadway on traffic stops, hearing that sound, knowing that the vehicle coming up behind them is getting pretty close to where their vehicle is.
Yes, sir.
So if you're that guy, I have my brother, Steve. I don't know if you'll meet Rocky.
Rocky, yeah.
Yeah. He has a motor coach, our RV. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a. And so when you go buy these things, people hear, well, I hear you get an exemption, kind of like a farmer. Well, you get exemption from CDL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not using for compensation, that you're not selling items out of it, not barbecues, not a barbecue RV or whatever, because yes. you lose your exemption once you start doing that.
Right.
You have to have a class B minimum. Over a motor coach or an RV that's got a weight of 26,001 pounds or more.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to have the CDL part, but you have to have the non-CDL Class B. And if you're pulling that trailer over 10,000 pounds, it could be a car. We'll treat that car just like a trailer. And if it's over 10, now you got a Class A non-CDL.
Right.
And there is a driver test, and there's a that you take, and a road test that you will have to do to get that. So when you're out and about, and I know it's summertime, everybody wants to take these vacations, make sure you get the right classification of driver license when you go to buy these things. And certainly there's a lot of people out there find that out after they've been stopped. Oh, I was watching. You got a dial there?
Oh, no. I'm fixing to get into our little – we got a couple okay. minutes left in the show.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll listen to you.
No, I'll go ahead and keep talking. Okay. I'm just going to do this little thing here, let you know. Little signals like, yeah, we got a couple minutes left. So you guys want to some final thoughts in here?
The main thing everybody's concerned about, obviously, is the openings of our driver license. Again, yep. I think Steve is spot on with patience. Make your appointments. Bring your paperwork.
Sure.
Bring your patience. And again, as the offices open up across the state and we see how this thing goes, we'll make the adjustments as we go to try to make it beneficial for everybody involved.
Yes.
And whatever else comes out about them that we can pass on, certainly we'll do that. So, again, the 60-day clock has not started yet. So if you have expired driver license, you're still good.
You can get it done, but you're not going to go trouble if you don't get it done.
That's correct.
There you go.
That's
look,
correct.
Go
put
to
it that way.
Go to the DPS website, dps.texas.gov. Craig, as soon as you click on that particular link, it's going to open up and it's going to say, click here for appointment information in your area. Mm-hmm. And that's going to point you in the right direction.
There you go.
Bring your patience, like Jimmy said, your documentation, and we'll get through this. We'll get through it together. If all else fails, be like Craig and say, hey, I know somebody.
We're going to see. We're going to test this theory out.
You know who?
I don't know. He said I know
help
somebody.
It may hurt you.
He said I know somebody. Again, if people have any questions later on, how do they get a hold of somebody?
911. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's yeah. Yes. It's an emergency. Only an emergency.
Well, if you have a question, go ahead and shoot Craig here your question. We'll catch it up on the next program. Yeah. But if it's something you need the next day, within the next day or two, you can call me at 979-776-3147. And or if you want to email that question to Craig, then he'll go email it to me, and I'll put a number on there. I'll call you back.
There you go. And it's
that's
been
the trouble with me. I do answer the phone.
He does. All right, gentlemen. Thank you all for coming and visiting with us
thank
again
you,
today.
Bro. We appreciate you.
This has been another edition of Safety Talk here on KWHI AMK 269 GU FM in Brenham. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. I'm just doing my job.